It's time for Insights with Zion Matthew, exclusively on In Season.
And of course, we are live on Facebook, YouTube, with the man of the hour, the man of the moment, Zion himself. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Saki. I'm well, and greetings to all of our beautiful CCFM listeners around the world. It's going to be powerful this morning, Saki.
It will be. But I feel like I always omit to ask how your week has been, because I know that you're a very busy man. So talk us through your week. How has your week been so far?
Pretty good. We're getting ready for our conference that's coming up in end of September. Glory Fest is coming to Cape Town. Mm-hmm. So we are pressing forward, but it's going to be powerful today. I really believe it's going to be powerful today.
Awesome, man. And jumping straight into it, what is the inspiration behind this morning's topic?
Saki, so many people are stuck in a dry place. Mm-hmm. They're stuck in a wilderness situation, and they cannot hear God. They cannot see God. They don't have answers for the days ahead. And today is going to break open a plethora of understanding God's mind for this season as we begin to break through, because breakthrough is our portion.
Hey, come on. Amen. I'm loving it already. What happens, Zion, jumping straight into it, what happens when, you know, you've obeyed God, did everything that he called you to do, followed every instruction, but still the brook dries up? Talk us through that.
Listen, Elijah, he stood by the brook called Cherith, the Bible says, and he was sustained by God's provision through ravens. God sent ravens to feed Elijah. I mean, that was an unclean bird. That was an unconventional way that God chose to provide for him. But there was a day without warning that the brook dried up.
Sure.
And many of us, we experience seasons in our lives without warning when things go wrong. And it's those times when we feel that it's God rejecting us, but it's not God rejecting us. It's God redirecting us.
Mm.
And we got to understand that God was calling Elijah into the next chapter of his life, where a greater miracle awaited him. Listen to this, family. Listen to this. Don't panic. Dry seasons aren't signs. They are not signs that God is gone. They are divine signals that he is about to move differently.
Sure.
I want you to hashtag in the comment section, move differently.
Come on.
And it's beyond what you could ever believe or see before. Let your heart settle in the powerful truth that heaven's provision has not ended. It's simply relocated. Isn't that powerful?
Mm.
Number two, you got to ask God, where are you leading me now? This is a sacred moment where you stop and you listen. The drying of the brook is often God's way of pulling us into a fresh, uncharted assignment or an encounter that will stretch your faith. And sometimes, Saki, we get comfortable in what we have and where we are, but God is welcoming us, is ushering us, is inviting us to the next leg of our destiny. But because we are in that comfort zone, we get stuck there. And God sometimes have to shake things up to bring us into our next. Number three. Stay expectant. We got to learn the art of staying expectant. Just as Elijah encountered the widow who became a vessel for his next miracle, somebody's got to take this morning. Someone or something unexpected may be standing on the edge of your breakthrough, ready to step in at the unexpected time. Listen, lastly, never forget, when the brook dries up, God's faithfulness does not dry up.
Mm.
He is the eternal source, not the brook, not your job, not the opportunity. His timing is flawless and his provision is unstoppable. Check this out. When the brook runs dry, it's not your downfall. It's your divine summoning. God is not done. He's moving the miracle to higher ground.
Hey, come
this
on.
Is so powerful.
It
today.
Is, man. It is. God is not done. And that is just the word for someone this morning. Now, you know, what does it take for one to keep their heart alive in faith, Zion, when everything around you, you know, your situation is narrating something, everything around you feels barren and silent? Talk us through that.
You know, Joseph waited in prison. He felt forgotten and he felt alone.
Mm.
Listen, emotions are real. Things that we feel are real. But yet, in that silence, God molded a ruler. And you are being prepared for this next season of your life. In the silence, in the loneliness, in the feelings of rejection. Silence wasn't abandonment. It was the preparation time that Joseph needed.
Mm-hmm.
In time, God's promises erupted through the silence and lifted Joseph from the pit to the palace. You got to anchor yourself firmly in the promise. Listen, the pressure is there. The uneasiness is there. Mm. The uncertainty is there. But anchor yourself in the promise. Choose to worship even in your weariness. You've got to understand when sometimes your spirit feels numb. Sometimes you feel, God, where are you? But you've got to worship in that moment, because worship opens the gates to your next level. Feed your soul with testimonies. Recall the mountains that God moved in your life in the past. Saki, I remember we used to sing the song when I was growing up. God can do it again and again. He's the same God today as he's always have been. Yes. Yesterday, now, and forever, he forever will remain. There's no reason to doubt.
Yeah.
God can do it again. And finally, trust the silence. Trust that God is still on the throne. You got to be able to understand God is weaving wonders in the unseen realm for you, preparing breakthroughs for you that you cannot even fathom. And those destiny helpers that God is lining up, they will locate you. Silence is not God's absence. It is his invitation to lean in closer. In the stillness, he is forging unshakable faith for the promise that is about to unfold.
Oh,
this is so beautiful.
Man, come
so
on. It is. It's very much beautiful and tying to this morning's devotion that we had earlier on. But please do share this broadcast far and wide. Now, you know, when you are desperate, Zion, when you are desperate for intervention, but nothing seems to be moving, right? What do you reach for, and what do you do or what do you hold on to in those moments?
You know, Peter stepped out into raging waters when Jesus ushered him and welcomed him to walk on the waters. And he began to walk by faith. But when fear gripped him, and many, many people right now, I want to speak to all of our listeners, go ahead and share this broadcast.
Yeah.
Fear of the future gripped Peter's heart. And he took his eyes off Jesus. And you might be sitting there right now. You don't know how you're going to pay your bills. You don't know how you're going to find the way out. And fear is gripping your heart. But the Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Listen, Jesus reached down and pulled Peter up. Desperation became the doorway to divine rescue. And you might be in that place right now and saying, God, go ahead, share this broadcast. You might be saying, God, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. Just reach out your hand and say, God, I can't get myself out of this. God, I'm in a mess. God, reach down and pull me out of this place. Reach for God, not for control. Sometimes we want to be in control of how things are going to work out. And I'm that kind of guy. I want to know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Sometimes we got to just say, God, I don't know. I don't have the answers. I need you to step in. I need you to move on my behalf. Hold fast to the voice of the Lord. You got to understand, Peter was in raging waters. I can imagine the sound, the noise was so strong around him, but he had to follow the voice of Jesus. And many of you, the doctors might have given you a bad report. Many of you, your bankers might have given you a bad report. Block out the noise and look unto Jesus. He is the author and he's also the finisher of your faith. Listen, the Bible says if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. I was going through something so hectic 3 years ago, Saki. I never could see tomorrow. Me, the prophet of God, I had answers for everybody, but I reached a moment where I did not have answers for myself. And I felt my faith was tiny. I felt that I didn't even know all the things that I preach now is coming to preach back at me. But it wasn't that day. I said, God, I have nothing to offer except a seed, the size of a mustard seed, a faith size of a mustard seed. And God used that faith to begin to open up a realm of breakthrough for me. And you've got to keep moving. If it doesn't work today, if nothing is looking like it's, keep on moving. Keep on planning business. You got to keep on believing. And I know it's hard. The devil wants you to stay depressed. Yeah. The devil wants you to lay under that duvet all day and say, I'd rather be dead. But I believe that as you keep on moving, God will begin to illuminate your footsteps. Somebody is hearing me right now, where the enemy corner and told you nothing good is going to happen. Your brook, your provision might have been dried up, but I declare the word of the Lord today, as you keep on moving, your desperation might look like weakness, but it's not. It's a divine intervention because God is about to move on your behalf.
Hey, come on. Ooh, this is so good. This is so, so powerful. Now, Zion, is it possible, you know, to live in a place of constant a breakthrough, especially when, you know, it's not considered to be occasional or ongoing? And also, what does it take for one to cultivate an atmosphere where open heavens is a lifestyle or a way of life?
You know, Jacob dreamed of a ladder coming down from heaven with angels ascending and descending from before the throne of God. That moment for Jacob wasn't random. Mm. It was a revelation of God's presence that was right there with him, ready to dwell with him. Jacob's life was never the same because heaven met him in a place he didn't expect. We got to pursue God daily. There is a dimension of walking underneath an open heaven. Mm. To walk under an open heaven doesn't mean that there'll be no problems. Walking underneath an open heaven simply means that God is with you. There will show up ways of escape. God will send destiny helpers from the least expected places. People will call you up. Walking under the open heavens is the fact of knowing that God is with you no matter what circumstance you are walking through. Number two, we got to sow seeds of worship, generosity, and obedience because these aren't mere actions. These are spiritual currencies. When we begin to worship, when we begin to sow seed, these are currencies that causes a flow to enter your life. Ooh. Saki, there are some days when I need a breakthrough. There were days when I needed a breakthrough. And God will say, go to your cupboard, empty your cupboard, take it and sow it to somebody else. What was I doing? I was creating an avenue of exchange in the realm of the spirit. Yeah. And before I knew it, something broke loose for me. And we got to be able to understand that we've got to live in a constant expectation. I'm like, I wake up every morning, Lord, what are you going to do for Zion today? Mm-hmm. God, today you're going to blow my mind. And if it didn't happen today, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and say, God, I'm ready for you to blow my mind.
Sure.
Yes, it might be rough some days. Yes, I got to speak to myself and encourage myself sometimes. But you got to know that he that has called you, he is faithful. Check this out. Open heavens are not random. They are cultivated. Mm. When you pursue God relentlessly, your life becomes a landing strip for miracles, for favor, and for breakthrough. This is phenomenal, Saki. This is phenomenal.
It is. My goodness. And we acknowledge every single person who's watching this live on Facebook and also on YouTube. Now, after the miracle comes, right, what determines whether it multiplies, sustains you, or even slips through your hands?
You know, the Bible speaks in 2 Kings chapter number 4 about a widow that poured out the last bit of oil in obedience to the prophet Elisha. Mm. And as she poured the oil never stopped flowing until every vessel was full. Her miracle multiplied not through keeping it back, but through pouring it out. Ooh. And God waits for us to put faith into action. Number one, you've got to learn to make room for more. You've got to learn to make room for more. Don't settle for survival or just enough. Enlarge your faith, enlarge your vision, and create capacity. Mm. The oil flowed because there was space for God to fill it.
Sure.
Remain obedient even after your breakthrough. You know, there's a scripture the Bible says to the children of Israel that when I bring you into the land that I promised you, do not forget the Lord your God, for it is he that gave you the power to create wealth.
Yeah.
And many, many people, when they get their breakthrough, they're not in church. When they get their breakthrough, they're nowhere to be seen. And God begins in the dry seasons. Then you will be faithful when the seasons are great and going well.
Mm.
Listen, we are about to treasure. Oh, this is beautiful. We got to treasure the giver, not only the gift.
Oh, sure.
God treasured the giver, not the giver. And then also the last thing that I found to work in my life is that we sow from our brain. Because when a seed leaves your hand, it only leaves your hand. It never leaves your life. It moves into your future and creates limitless. God multiplies it back to you. Check this out. breakthrough isn't the finish line. It's the starting gate. What you do with your miracle determines whether it fades or multiplies for generations to come.
Oh, man. Come on. Put that on a T-shirt somewhere. That is so powerful. Absolutely powerful. It is 11:36 this coming weekend. What can we expect from you and your team?
Saki, we're at Awake the Nations, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Cape Town. We have got an amazing power couple, Apostle Monto van der Merwe and Prophetess Claudia, all the way from Port Elizabeth with us this weekend. They carry a strong, strong prophetic grace. And we are calling this Sunday meeting Sunday prophetic impartation. If you need direction, you need a word from the Lord. If you've never had a prophetic word released over your life, I'm encouraging you this Sunday, 9 a.m. It's going to be absolutely glorious. If you're in the Cape Town area, you are hungry for a move of God, get down to Awake the Nations, Cape Town, 31 Kimberley Street in Goodwood, Townsend Estate. Saki, CCFM, all our listeners from around the world, keep on sharing this broadcast even after this broadcast is over. Tag someone in the comment section. Once again, a big thank you to CCFM and Saki for hosting this segment In Season with Zion. We're going to see you next week, same time, same place. May the grace and the peace of the Lord be with you always. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And of course, as you said it, next week, same time, same place. It is up on our Facebook. It is up on our YouTube. Jot it down. Make a reminder. Do not miss it. I mean, I'm telling you, these segments are life-changing. They shift your perspective, your focus. They kind of push you to take inventory of your life and push you further, greater than your potential. It is, of course, a wrap of Insight with Zion.
You are listening to CCFM 107.5.
Changing lives for good.